Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do you endure when other people don't? You look at something different than what they're looking at.
Yes. Amen.
Sounds simple, but it's powerful. It's a choice. A lot of times you got to say, I'm not looking at that. Brother Hagin, when he was paralyzed on the bed at age 16, some of the best doctors in the country told him he couldn't see his 17th birthday. He couldn't live that long. I mean, nobody in his condition had ever lived that long. And if that one thing didn't kill him, another thing would kill him. And he said he was reading his grandma's Bible. And sometimes people would come by to see him and say, well, they got concerned about him because he read the Bible so much, prayed. And some of the relatives actually sent people to talk to him to try to get him to quit that because they thought, you know, maybe he's getting a little too far off. Well, you know. Religion's okay, just don't go overboard with it. I mean, and they came and asked him, said they saw the Bible sitting there right beside his table, and said, one guy said, so you read that a lot? He said, yeah. You ever read Reader's Digest or such magazine? He said, no, don't have time. Amen. He said, you ever read, you know, cowboy novel or this? Of course, this was way back years ago. And he said, no, don't have time. Asked him about four of the things. Said, what do you mean don't have time? Well, he meant, they told me I got a few months to live here. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I hadn't got time. And he's choosing to look at the Word of God. Yeah. My son, attend to my words. Yes. Incline your eye, right, and your ear to my sayings. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Don't let them depart. Keep them before your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They're life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh. But when he says attend to this, that means you move your focus. Is that right? Just like if you turn my head over here, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing this. Whose choice is it which way I turn my head? It's mine. And it really is just that simple. Am I looking at the sickness? Am I looking at Jesus taking my stripes and my healing paid for? Am I looking at my bills? Or am I looking at God easily? Take care of me. He's my source and my supply. Amen. How did they endure? Seeing Him who's invisible. Keep on reading down to the 12th chapter, just a few verses later. 12:2. Looking unto Jesus. Can you see Him?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you can. All you got to do is decide to look at Him.
Yes.
Well, I don't see Him. You're not looking.
That's right.
It's by faith.
Yes.
All you got to do is look away from everybody else and go, Jesus, I'm looking at You.
Yes.
I'm looking at You.
Yes.
I got my eyes on You. I got my mind on You. I got my heart towards You. I'm looking at You.
Hallelujah.
And if you do it sincerely, just like that, you're connected to Him. And I'm not saying you'll necessarily have a physical manifestation and see His face, but He'll begin to reveal things about Himself to you, and you'll begin to see Him, different aspects of Him, who He is, what He is, His will, His way. Elsewise, why would He tell us? Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, not only does He help us get started in faith and sustained in faith and finish in faith, but He came and did this faith walk.
Amen.
And demonstrated how to do it perfectly.
Yes.
And His faith carried Him through the birth in the manger, through all of the stuff that happened in life and ministry, through the scourging and through the cross.
Yep. Amen.
You know how He went to the cross? By faith. You know how He let them do that to Him? By faith. By faith. It says it right here. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. How did he endure all that? It is faith, author and finisher of our faith. But the component that lets you see how this works is the joy. If you're in faith, how did Joshua and Caleb endure 40 years of belly aching and crying and whining all around them? And people dying everywhere. How'd they endure that? They weren't looking there. They were looking at something else. Is that right? The whole time they kept talking about, looking at something else, talking about. I know they bound and got together and said, you remember that vineyard we went through? You remember that orchard we went through?
Yes.
Once in a while Caleb said, you remember that mountain? And I told you, don't pick that mountain. That's my mountain.
That's right.
I've already laid claim on that. That's mine.
Yes.
Joshua said, fine, fine. Yeah, we already discussed that. Mine's going to be over here. And I know that may sound funny to you, but that's what you do. Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria Copeland have one of the finest houses you've ever seen. It's big, real big. And it's fine. I mean, sometimes in a meeting, what? 2 dozen of us ministers will show up, spend a night. And what a lot of folk may not understand and know, though, there's people who's found fault with them about their house, said ugly things. But what they don't know is that for 30 years, everybody say 30 years.
30 years.
Miss Gloria carried around a notebook and cut pictures out of house magazines and made notes on things that she had seen, things that she liked. And for 30 years, everybody say 30 years.
30 years.
She kept letting that vision grow and develop on the inside of her. And the land, they had the ministry land through a lot of these years. And every once in a while, her and Brother Kenneth would get on their little boat and go across the lake to where this land was and take a picnic. And they'd sit out there. And he'd say, now, Gloria, show me where everything is. It's where the house is supposed to be. Well, living room's over here. And this is the kitchen, and this is the great room, and this is our bedroom over here, and this is my big closet, and this is your big closet. And over here's the guest quarters, and over here's this, and over here that. They did that for decades. Not every day, but every once in a while they'd come in off of a meeting or something. They'd go over there, look at it, talk about it. We're going to do this here. We're going to do that there. And when they began this, no idea how in the world this could ever happen or come to pass. Why am I telling you this? That's what you do when you're in faith. You talk about things that it seems like there's no way that could ever happen. But you talk about it not like if it might happen someday. You talk about it like it's happening. It's just a matter of time. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
And no matter what anybody else says or doesn't say. And finally, at the end of 30 years, Miss Gloria told Brother Kenneth, she's got closets full of books. She said, I need to build this or else forget about it. It's got so big in me. We can imagine all these years. I mean, what do we need to do on this? Well, they went aside and prayed and fasted for 2 or 3 days, seeking the Lord. Are we really supposed to build this like we've had in our heart? Is anything that we need to do differently? And is it supposed to happen right now? And the Lord dealt with Brother Kenneth, minister this house to her. And they got in faith and money, well, they were already in faith, money began to come in, right, left, all over the place, and they built that house cash. And I know people find fault with it, but what can I say? They're ignorant.
That's right.
It's inspirational.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been there, and it's been a blessing to us. A lot of times when, if I get to go there for TV or some of these things or some of the rest, of, you know, like they do with others, they just treat you like gold. I mean, you stay in such a wonderful place, and it's so nice, and you're comfortable and quiet and can just focus and pray.
Hallelujah.
Well, why should owners of corporations and even ungodly people have these things only?
Amen.
And especially if you, I mean, if you did believe God and you're practicing what you preach for 30 years, if it didn't come to pass, that would be a problem. That what you've been preaching for all these years doesn't work. But I didn't just say it because of them. I'm saying it because of you. Is there something you're talking about like they would go and talk about that house? Like they would go sit on that those grounds and this goes here and that goes there? You need to be talking about something. Phyllis and I, every once in a while I'll ask her, probably more than once a week, what are we excited about? That's faith code talk. What are we excited about? What does that mean? That means what are we believing for? What are we in faith about? Not just something off the top of our head, something we've sought the Lord. We've heard from Him. We've got it in our spirit. It doesn't make any difference how big it is. If He said do it, we can do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, for the joy that was set before Jesus, He endured the cross. He wasn't looking at the cross. How did He get through the cross? He wasn't focusing on the cross. Was the cross tough? We have no idea. It wasn't just physical.
Come on.
There were spiritual things happening we'd be hard for us to imagine. Yes. All the sins of all mankind, past, present, and future, came down on His spotless, sinless spirit. We don't know what that would be like. Had to be something for Jesus to cry out if there's any other way.
Right.
Had to be something we barely know about. How'd He make it through that? How did He get through that? He was looking at Him that was unseen, and He was looking out beyond that cross for the joy that people like you and me, hallelujah, would be shouting and praising God that all our sins are washed away and that we can be His forever and live and rule and reign. He had His eyes on that. And because He was looking at that, He could get through this. Oh, glory to God. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me